This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here we go. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We continue in Masechta Yevamos. So on Daf Yud Amabez, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We are somebody who does chalitza to a woman. The question is, what is the ramification regarding marrying the tzara, and what is the ramification of the brothers marrying the chalutza or the tzara? So Reish Lakish was of the opinion that the Torah says, Kachia yeyos alesh asher lo yivne esbeis achiv, which is a lav, and that lav applies only to the chalutza, but to the tzara, or for any of the other brothers, the iser kares of eshesach remains, and therefore, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that there is an iser kares to the tzara, even from the yavam, or even from the chalutz, and there's an iser kares to all the brothers, either to the chalutza or to her co-wife. However, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that the way you look at it is that the chalutz is doing the agency of all the other brothers. So the same way to the chalutz, it's only an iser lav of kacha yasa shashalo yivne esbeis achiv. That lav downgrades the kares to the chalutz and to all the brothers, to the chalutza and to all the co-wives. But the Gemara had a brisa that seemed to contradict each other itself, because the brisa said someone who does chalitza to a yavama and then he marries her and he dies, you need chalitza from the brothers. So if you do chalitza to the yavama and then the brother marries her and he dies, you need chalitza from the brothers. Now, wait a second. To the brothers, according to Reish Lakish, it's chayve krisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Reish is good according to me. But according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't make sense. Why would you need chalitza from the brothers to the brothers? It's a chayve krisa. But Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you going to do with the sefer of the brisa, which said that if one of the brothers gets up and marries the chalutza, he does not have to divorce her because they're not married, presumably because it's a chayvei krisus. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the seifa? So the reisha goes like Rabbi Yochanan, and the seifa goes like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara ended up saying, Kasha. Says the Gemara that there are two ways of reconciling the stira. Again, the Reish is like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Seifa is like Reish Lakish. Ravashi savra like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Ravashi holds like Reish Lakish, that to the brothers it's a chayve krisus. And that explains the Seifa. Why in the Reisha does the brother... Why do you need chalitza from the brothers, according to Reish Lakish? He answers it like Reb Shimon. What does that mean, he answers it like Reb Shimon? That the reason why you need chalitza from the brothers is because we're talking about a scenario where the third brother, a brother was born after the woman fell to Yibam the first time, and a brother did chalitza. Memela, he does not have on him the iser kares of a shesach, according to Reb Shimon, that yibeim ul v'soif noilad is not a shesachiv shalai hayaba ilamai. We're going to explain. Ravina savra like Rabbi Yochanan umetaretz krabanan. Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and namely, the reisha is good, and that's why you need chalitza from the brothers. Why in the Seifa, if someone married a chalutza, ein loy alav klum? That's because we're talking about a scenario where it's eishes achiv shloi hayubay lamay, or metaretz krabana. Now the Gemara explains. Ravashi savala kreish lakish. Ravashi holds like kreish lakish, umetaretz la kreb shimin, and he answers it like Reb Shimon, as follows, meaning the Seifa is good. We understand the Seifa according to Reish Lakish, because a brother who marries a chalutza, he married a chayve krisa, so ein loy alav klum. What about the reisha? Why, if a brother does chalitza and then marries the woman, why does a brother have to give chalitza according to Reish Lakish? Umetaritzel krib shimin. How's that? If you do chalitza to the yavama, the chazar v'kitcha, and then you remarry her, tzricha chalitza min achin. You need chalitza. Man achin. What brothers are we talking about? Achin hayiloidim. Brothers that are born afterwards. Brothers that are born after he did chalitza and married the woman. So now the. Typically, a brother who is alive is a chayve krisus to the chalutza. However, in this case, the brother was born after the chalutz did chalitza and married her. So now he doesn't have resting on him the iser eshasach because he came into the world at a time when this woman was not eshasach of the first brother. So he doesn't have to deal with that eshasach. Look at Rashi. Hayiloidim. Let's see the top Rashi. Ravashi Savala Krish Lakish Damar Bakares Vasehif Anicha. Umitarets La Laresha Debraisa Diktani Tri Chalitza Ba'achim Shenodu La'achar Chalitza V'kidushin Shal Sheni. We're talking about brothers that were born after the Chalitza and the Kedushin. Now, this is a little bit of a difficult point. Why he has to be born after the Kedushin? The Chorot should be enough if he's merely born after the Chalitza. This goes according to Reb Shimon, who says that if a brother does Yibam and then another brother is born, the fact that she fell from the first brother will not hurt him and will not help to make it considered. Therefore, the Zika from Reuven did not hurt Levi, because Levi was not born until after Shimon did Chalitza. Hilkach Zika Sahina Fila Loyasrolala Dehai Hol Uchshenoilad Kfar Kidsha Ze. Since when he was born, this brother already married the woman. So that's a little bit difficult why it has to be that she married the woman. But that's a point of Ion, why Rashi goes out on a limb to say that. Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the Reisha is good, because it's only Chayvei Lavin. And what about the Seifa? He learns that, and the Seifa, Ein Lo Alav Klum, is the brothers that are born afterwards. And it goes like the Rabbanon, who say that's Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai. So the reason why you don't have to do chalitza is not because she's a chayve krisos, alts Reish Lakish, that chalitza was done to her, but rather because she's ishas achav shalai haya ba'ilamai. And Rashi explains, hayiloidim shenodul achar kedushin shalzeh. The brothers that were born after the kedushin of the first, of the chalitz, v'loi itzara alaya b'chalitza asai. And they were never usher through the chalitza of Shemoin. Hazika kamaisa loy ramoy kamayu. The bond from the first brother is not placed on them. Liabume. And what about Eishasach of Shalaya Bailama? It's not Eishasach of Shalaya Bailama, because according to Reb Shimon, it's not Eishasach of Shalaya Bailama if you were born after the Zika was broken, either through Yibam or chalitza. So that's what the Gemara says. It goes like Reb Shimon. Amar echad min hanoyladim. But if a brother who was already born at the time of the chalitza, when it got up, v'kidsha, and he married this woman who chalitza was done to, ein lo alav klum, kaman k'reish lakish. This goes like Reish Lakish. Now, here's the problem. Why would you need chalitza from the brother? The reason you need chalitza is because it's l'chayra. He never became aser through the zika of the first brother. So therefore, Reish Lakish's din of chayve krisos does not apply. Well, then the question is, so why should he do chalitza? Let him do yibam. Why can't he do yibam? This is Reb Shimon, that if a brother is born after the original Zika was taken care of, then this is not Eishes Achav Shalai Ba'ilamai, so it should be permitted to do Yibam. You hear the Kasha? In other words, if you're going to say that the whole Braisa says Reish Lakish, and the Reish is going according to Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon sort of blows the Svara in a situation of Reb Shimon, Reish Lakish's Svara does not come to reality because the brother was not even alive at the time of the Zika, so do Yibam. So this is the Kasha, the second Taisvis. So the second Taisvis says, you don't do Yibam. You know why? Because since the guy did Chalitza and then he married her, so him marrying her is an Isser Lav. So there's a klal that the Yibam is not going to be stronger than the bond to the husband herself. In other words, she was a Chavei Lavin to the husband, so she'll remain at least with that level of Isser to the Yavam. And there's a svara that if she is asr to her husband, who she's mutter to, then certainly she should be asr to the yavam. Okay, so now we explain the braisa completely according to Reish Lakish. How do you explain the braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan? Says Gemara, Ravina savralak Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Reisha is beautiful. Why in the Seifa, if a brother married the Chalutza, why are they not married? But it's only Chayvei Lavin. Umetaratza, I'll leave the Rabbanon. And he answers it according to the Rabbanon. That's how. Hacholitz Yavimta, if you do Chalitza Tiyavama v'chazar v'kidsha, and then you marry her, Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. You need Chalitza from the brothers. Manachin. Which brothers? Achin Hanoiladim. Brothers who are already born. Kaman Karab Yoichanan. That it's only a Chayvei Lavin to brothers that were born, because the Chalutz is doing the Shlichus of all the brothers. But what if a brother, Levi, was born after Shimon did Chalitza? In the world of the Rabbanon, that is a full-fledged Eishasachav Shaloi Hayo Ba'ilamai. Amad Echad Min Hayiloidim, if someone who would be born later got up, V'kid Shah Ein Lo Alav Klum, then he's not married to her. He doesn't have to give her a get. Kaman Karabanan. This goes like the Rabbanon. Rashi, Kaman Karabanan. The Amri Afilu Yibem Olavasoif Noilad Asira. New Sugya. You ready for new Sugya? David, you ready? You look familiar. You look like someone I saw last night. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, Itmar Haba Al Yivama Uba echad min ha'achin al tzarasa, pligiba ravacha v'ravina. Okay, so Asi, we debated this on Shabbos, but let's say someone does yibam to yivama, and then another brother lives with the tzara. Now, the tzara is an eshesach, so l'chara there should be a chayvei krisos. But what would the halacha be if the Yavam himself, who did Yibam to the Yavama, then lived with the Tzara? To the Yavam it would be an Aseh. That everyone agrees. Why? Because to the Yavam, the Torah explicitly says, let's see Rashi. Ba'aseh, it says, Bayis Echad Hu Boineh. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk is, it says by Yibam that Kacha Yasosh Asher Lo Yivne Es Beis Achiv, and we darshan Beis Achiv Bayis Echad Hu Boina V'Ein Boina Beis Batim, and that's basically a lav that is derived from an asay. So for the Yavam to live with the Tzara, it's an Isser asay. It's a lav Haba Miklal asay. Okay, so it's an Isser asay. Now, but what about to the other brothers? L'chayra, to the other brothers, it's not an Isser Aseh, it's a full-fledged krisus, like we said many times. The default to your brother's wife is a kares, unless you have a pasuk that downgrades it. So l'chayra, the other brother, should be a chayvei krisus to the tzara. So we have a machlokes. Idmar ha'ba'al yivama, u'ba'al echam na'acham al tzara. So pligi ba rav achav ravina, chad amar b'kares. One man amar says it's a kares. B'chad Amar Ba'asei, says the Gemara, this is the very machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Manda Amar Bekares, Manda Amar that says it's a Kares, Kareish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish holds, psukim are addressed to the one who it's talking to, namely the Chalutz or the Yavam. So to him, the Torah says, for you to live with the Tzara is an Isra Aseh, but to everyone else it would be a Chayvei Krisis. But Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to the Svara that the Chalutz or the Yavam is doing the Shlichus of the other brothers. So if to the Yavam, it would be, since he did Yibam to the first woman, it would be an Aseh to the Tzara. Likewise, to the other brothers, it would be an Aseh to the Yitzara. Okay, next sugya. This is a brand new sugya. Okay, here we go. Here we go. We continue in Yevamos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Now, by the way, we had Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. And Dav Gimel Amad Be'ez. Gimel Amad Be'ez, no? The Masoret HaShas says Gimel Amad Aleph. Now, I'm not one to argue on the Masoret HaShas, but we didn't have it on Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara wanted to know, Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai, Lemute Derav. Yeah, that's Gimel Amad Be'ez, I think. Am I making a mistake? Unless you have an Oiz Vahadar and they change the Gersa on the Masar Sashas. Okay. So we had that Rav is of the opinion, Tsaras Soita Asura. The Tsara of a Soita is Asur. Why? Tuma Kesivba Ka'arayos. It says by a Soita, Vinitma'a Vinistara Vihinitma'a. It says she became Tame. So let's say a guy is married to two wives, and wife number one, Shprinsa, was Mazana, and their Edim, and then the husband dies without children. She and her Tzara are Pater, even from Chalitza. Why? It says, Tuma by the sight of Hinitma, and it says, Ba'arayas alti tamu b'chaleila. So therefore, the Tuma by Soita renders her like an Erva. So then why isn't it in the Mishnah? Very good. You remember the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara says because she's Aser to all the brothers. But Rav, Rav Yudah Amar Rav, is Chiddush Sara Soita Asura. Tumak Sivba Ka'arayas. Now, for those who want to know what will the Ian share be this Sunday, the answer is I have no idea. It's only Monday. But if you really want to know what it might be on the following very interesting question. And that is, regarding who does the Torah call a Soita, a Metama, regarding her husband. But the Torah never calls her Tame regarding the brothers. So just because she's considered an Erva regarding her husband, why will that render her automatically Aser for Chalitza to the brothers? Okay, but this is Halacha Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Tsaras Soita Asura Tuma Ksivba Ka'arayas. Masav Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asked the following question. We're talking about the following scenario. A woman that her husband went overseas. And they said to her husband died. And she remarried. And then her husband walks in. So the halacha is, she has to get divorced from her husband. The halacha is, look at Rashi. Ha'isha shalach ba'ala l'medina sayam, ubo v'amrullah, and they said to her, meis ba'alech, your husband died. Now, this is talking really about where an Eid Echad said her husband died. So the halacha is that if an Eid Echad says that the husband died, the woman is allowed to remarry. However, and if the husband comes back, she's allowed back to her husband. She committed adultery, so she's an oines. She didn't do it baratza, and she did it ba'oines. However, the chachamim kansad her. They put a knas on her because they want to make sure she does her due diligence before she remarries. So they say, lady, if your husband comes back, you're going to be asur to him like a soita. That is the Isser Drabbanan. And furthermore, if the, so now the husband comes back And if before the husband, now the halacha is, the husband has to give her a get. If let's say he didn't get a chance to give her a get, the halacha is, she does chalitza and she doesn't do yibam. Reb Shimon says, the bia or the chalitza from the brother patters her lecharchila and patters her tzara. Because she's like other women, legabe the yavam, that the Rabbanan did not cancel her from the yavam, because she's for sure, Rashi says, she's permitted to the yavam. Meaning, be'etzem, she's mutter to the yavam. Midai Raisa, this woman is married to her first husband. So midai Raisa, she is what? Chayiv in yibam. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, this woman who committed somewhat of adultery is mutter to the yavam, like any other wife of his brother. And he's even allowed to take her l'charchila in yibam. That when the Rabbanon asked the woman to come back to her husband, right, the Chacham asked her to come back to her husband, but they didn't ask her to the Yavam. That far they didn't go. Meaning, the Tanakama, what does the Tanakama hold? So the Yavam could either do Yivam to her, or if he wants, he could do Chalitza to her. And if he does, that patters the Tzara. Even though Reb Shimon agrees that she's usher to her husband like a saita, but nevertheless, she is mutter to the yavam. Now, what does the Tanakama hold? The Tanakama holds this woman is usher to the yavam, but the tsara is mutter to the yavam. Meaning the Tanakama holds that tsara is mutter to the yavam. And Reb Shimon says that not only is the tzara mutter to the yavam, but even the saita herself is mutter to the yavam. The Tanakhama says only the tzara. Reb Shimon says even the woman. Now, if the halacha is that a saita d'oraisa patters the tzara from chalitza and yibam, why would everybody agree over here that the tzara of this saita is Chayiv in Yibam? Why would that be? Says the Gemara, Masa Rav Chizor, Rav Shimon, Oymer, Biyasa, Chalitzatza, Me'achav, Shaurishayin, the Biyo, or the Chalitza from the first brother, Poitara, Sarasa, Paters, the Tzara. The truth is, Rav Shimon holds that he could even do Biya, he could even do Yibam, L'charchila, to the Yivama. Why would that be? So Amar l'charav, Rav said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a Soita d'Oraisa. Soita d'Oraisa is pater from Yivam Chalitza. You're going to show me a contrary to that from Soita d'Rabbanon? Amar l'charav, Amino l'cha, Ano, Soita d'Oraisa. I'm talking about a biblical Soita. Ba'ad Amar li Soita d'Rabbanon, and you're telling me what the halach is about a Soita d'Rabbanon. Rashi, Soita d'Oraisa, Shazin Sava, Torah Asrullah. And you're bringing me a riot to Soita d'Rabbanon? Because midai raisa, she's mutter to her husband. Because she got married based on bezin be'eid echad. And she's an anus. And the Torah says an anusa is permitted. And the Rabbanan were goyzer so that she should be medayik more carefully. But don't bring me a raya that just because Reb Shimon says you could do yibam to her, and the Tanakhama says you could do chalitza to a tzara, that by a tzara da'i raisa also there would be a chi of chalitza. So the Gemara says, the karila ma karila, when the world was a havamina. Isn't it obvious that here we're talking about a tzara, a soita midrabanan? How could you draw any inference from this scenario? So the Gemara says, Kasavra, the havamina was called the tikkun rabbanon ke'in da'i raisa tikkun, that the rabbanon are always masakein like the da'i raisa. And if a soita da'i raisa is pater from yibam and chalitza and paters her tzara from yibam and chalitza, it's not mistaber that by a soita d'rabbanon. Now, how do we know she's a soita d'rabbanon? Because everyone agrees she's asr to her husband. Then l'chayra, it should at the very least create an Issa Drabanan of Yibam, to the Yavam. Look at Rashi. Kasavar ha de parach. This that we ask, called the ting rabban kein da iraisa tikkun. Vi soita da iraisa hi. If a soita da iraisa, vitsarasa sura, hachanami have a asri rabbanon sara mi yibam. The rabbanon should have asri a tsar from yibam. Umatsu chila chalitza. And at least, at the very least, asered the tsara from yibam and required chalitza. And yet, what is the halacha? The halacha is that the Tanakama holds her, the tsara is mutter to do yibam too. Okay, Rabbi Say, we're actually going to stop it over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow night, hopefully at a more regular time. Thanks everyone for joining, and have a good night. Who's enjoying Yevamos so far? Isn't it the best Masech?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.